So we finally got our first speaker of today, who's our third speaker now. So Salmati Verma from the Migration and Refugee from the United Workers Union. She's a migration and refugee lawyer, and she will speak now.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks very much for having me. My name is Salmati. Before I start, I'd like to acknowledge that this is stolen land that we're standing on, and this land always was and forever will be the unceded and sovereign land of the Wurundjeri people. I'd also like to say that the type of things that we're concerned with today when we talk about bordering practices, all of these techniques, detainment, curtailment, incarceration, these techniques were practiced and refined by the colonial state in relation to First Nations peoples first. The companies that run the detention centres that hold our friends and comrades captive are places that are funded primarily to hold First Nations people captive and incarcerated in record numbers. These struggles are one struggle, they're not different struggles. So I'd like to say that first and foremost. So what can be said? Australia has one of the most punitive, most selective migration regimes in the entire world, the centrepiece of which is mandatory immigration detention. The only country in the world that practices mandatory, without question, immigration detention. And that is not just a sideline feature of the migration landscape, it's a threat that hangs over everyone's head. So in the meantime, Australia has created any number of different categories, temporary, permanent visas, bridging visas, undocumented status, all of these things. Closer? So I don't know how much you heard. Australia has created any number of visa categories. Temporary, permanent, bridging, plenty of people with undocumented visa status. A record number of people in immigration detention, the highest ever in recorded history. And the purpose of that proliferation is to teach us that we don't have things in common. It's to teach us that everyone has a different visa status, everyone's struggle is different, whereas in reality, these are all part of the same system. Whatever the subclass is, whatever the label is, whatever the number is, it is part and parcel of the way that this system functions and operates. It functions and operates to divide us, to pit us against each other, to make us work in certain places under certain conditions. That is the very purpose. So this is the colonial state doing what it does and has always done, which is to divide us and to conquer us through those means. The conditions, I work for a union, so I work for the United Workers Union. So justice for people who are seeking asylum, justice for migrants, is not union business in a sort of compassionate way or a sideline way. It's union business because the conditions under which people are forced to live and work are union business. Because the visas that they hold dictate the way that they come to the country, dictate the conditions under which they live, under which they work, under which they toil and can bring their families. This is union business. So the conditions in which people flee their countries, if it's from persecution, if it's from colonialism, if it's from environmental degradation, all of this is union business. It's union business to stand in solidarity with people as they flee in order to make their lives better, for whatever reason that may be. And the time has come now for this endless proliferation of suffering that is taking place under the aegis of the migration regime, whether it is a Labor government, whether it is a Liberal government, the political party really hasn't mattered for many, many years. It's time for it to end, and it's time for people to have stability and citizenship now, immediately. It's time for detention centres to be closed immediately. It's time to abolish mandatory detention forever. Not to impose a time limit on it for 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, even a day of detention is too much, and it's time for it to end, and that is union business.
Thank you so much. I'd like to let you guys know that we've got a next event coming up next week on the Thursday, the 1st of September. This will be at Andrew Giles' office in Mill Park. So everybody who wants to come there, it's from 12 till 1, is it? Yeah, from 12 till 1. So in Mill Park, Andrew Giles' office, 1st of September on Thursday. So join us if you can. We've got a few people from the open mic, but before that we've got a last speaker. We've got Reza Mousavi. Reza is a refugee who came from Iran. was brought from Christmas Island to Manus Island, then under the Medevac law was brought onshore, first stayed in Brisbane, then stayed in Adelaide, then was brought to Park Hotel here in Melbourne. He was released in December and he's been living on a bridging visa ever then in Melbourne. He wants to share how this has been for him and the kind of stress this these kind of visa can cause for people. Ressa, welcome.
Hello everyone. I spent 9 years of my life and my youth, actually my beautiful life, in detention center, in Australian camps, offshore and onshore. I was nearly 7 years in offshore, PNG, Papua New Guinea, Manus Island, and about 2 years in onshore. I have been brought to Australia under the Medevac law because of my condition, because of my mental illness. I have been brought for medical treatment, but I didn't receive any medical treatment from the government. The opposite one, I became worse than before I came to Australia. And now it's been 8 months since I was released into community. But I don't feel free. Because I don't have any good situation. And I'm living with a lot of stress. Because of this visa, this 6 month visa, I even don't have any job security. Every 6 months I lose my job, and again after renewal, after lots of stress, I said maybe they're not gonna renew my visa, maybe they send me again to the camp. That's why I got every 6 months a lot of stress and a lot of mental pressure on me. Actually, I'm living with a lot of stress because of my visa status. I survived 9 years in the Australian camp with all kinds of mental pressure. And after 9 years, they left me without any support. We didn't deserve all this harassment and torture. Maybe you heard something about the Australian camps, about the detention center, about the Manus Island, but I felt it with my blood, with all my body. I was inside the camp. I endured 9 years of mental torture, and now the memory of those tortures hurts me. I know that now some people are saying, why didn't you come back? Because I heard this one. When I say something about the Australian camp, when I say something about the Manus Island, the Australian people actually not believe that the government did this to us, torturing us. Without any thinking, the people said, why didn't you come back? And I have to say now, it's better to say, first, you have to listen to my story. and then tell the story. When I got to Christmas Island by boat, I thought it was all over because I was looking for a safe place to stay. But it wasn't. 9 years of pain, 9 years of torture, 9 years of stress. Could you please look at me as a human after all this? Could you please open your arms to the refugees? Could you please show me your real smile? Could you please respect me as a human? I'm really tired. I'm so tired. I don't know how can I say this one. I don't know how can I share this one. I'm so tired of this life. I'm so tired of this situation. Hopefully, this government ends this inhuman policy. Thank you.
Freedom. When you're on a temporary protection visa or a bridging visa or any of these other shit temporary visas, it basically stuffs with people's minds. Human beings need stability to build their lives rather than being in a constant state of not knowing what the future holds. People need to be able to plan. People have been prevented from seeing their families for 10 years. That is a human rights abuse. It's a human rights abuse. But in addition to that, now, at least the Labor Party's got a position of abolishing temporary protection visas, but I don't believe it until they actually abolish them and turn them into permanent visas. So, but that is better than the coalition. But the other part that is not better than the coalition is all the people here who came here under Medivac who are on these terrible bridging visas. Basically what the government is doing is they're people trafficking people around the world. They're looking for other countries to take people who came here on Medivac visas. That is, Australia has destroyed people's lives. This is Australia's responsibility. Australia could immediately solve the situation like that and simply announce that everyone gets a permanent visa. And that would immediately, wouldn't resolve all the suffering because people have been, got permanent scars from what's happened over the last 10 years. But it would be a start of people being able to heal and people starting to be able to plan their lives again. This is outrageous. And what the government is doing in Australia is they're leading the world in the wrong direction. They're providing an example for other countries to follow in cruelty because the British government tried to truck refugees off to Rwanda. I think they were stopped, temporarily stopped in their tracks. So the Australian government is leading the world in cruelty. There's no need for that, for all of this. Permanent visas now! Permanent visas now! Permanent visas